Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I'm Hello, family. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And yes, I broke out some quiet storm via Esther Nicholson. I'll never be the same. What's she talking about? She's talking about rebirth. She's talking about endings and fresh beginnings. Everything that's running out your life is not a bad thing, people. And I'm here to celebrate it with you. Welcome. Phone lines are jumping already. I see you, though I don't know who you are, but I feel you energetically. And you all are welcome to join me tonight, because, honey, I'm on fire. 347-426-3346 is the call-in number. I want to thank all you beautiful people who decided to spend your Sunday night with me, because we have an amazing week coming up. You're like, Celeste, you say that every week. I know. Because I'm really turned on by life, and I'm turned on by the stars and the planets and the numbers and the messages on the other side that I'm happy to get because I'm open to receive. Are you open to receive your goodness tonight, even if you're falling from cloud nine? I know. It hurts. Ouch. But, oh, what happens when you start dreaming awake, when all your illusions fall away and you have complete clarity about who you are, what your purpose is, and then decide to step out and do it? Oh, honey, let me fall from cloud nine over and over and over again. And I mean that. Gosh darn it. So there's a lot going on, and I also want to offer you a gift that I received when I was a listener of Life Conversations Radio Network back in September 2011, 1 year after listening faithfully to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and any show that was aired on this network, I received a powerful gift. My mother is one of my guides. I say that with no hesitation. And she came through a powerful psychic by the name of Venus Andrich. But that's later in the show. I'll tell you about that. In the meantime, I just want to wish you a beautiful Sunday. Hope all is going well. Get you prepped for two big astrological events that are going down. The first one is the Lionsgate portal on August 8th, 2014. Really special portal. It means so much to me personally because it's the day that my father transitioned, and there's just things I didn't know at the beginning of my journey that I'm understanding now, and to know that my dad transitioned and went through the Lion's Gate and was an emperor. He transitioned on a day that four was running. It's a powerful gift. So I want to talk a little bit about the Lion's Gate too. And, you know, I like to give you a metaphysical movie tip. There's an amazing movie that's coming out. I'm going to tell you about it. It's coming out on the Lion's Gate. I'm receiving it as a message from my father of the type of love he wants me to have in my life. And also, we got a full moon next Sunday. So I just want to get you ready for that full moon in Aquarius. And you know that's no joke, right? Right. So with all that said, family, let's get to some housekeeping. I want to let you know about the things that are happening on Life Conversations Radio Network this week. Interesting. You got to pay attention to the signs, folks. I just played Esther Nicholson, I'll Never Be the Same. You can find Esther Nicholson at esthernicholson.com. And we have an Esther who's walking through the door for a reading. Esther, hold on the line. I can't wait to get to you. Esther is a really powerful name over here. Every time I see the name Esther, I always put Queen in front of it. So we'll be right with you. And I'm going to go in the chat room a little bit. I see my girl Sarah. We went to go see James Brown last night. Get on up. It was great. Okay. Sarah, thank you for always being there, honey. She says she listens to my show because she likes it, not just because I'm her friend. And I really appreciate that about her. Ah, I see New Jace and live with Scott and Katie. Welcome, welcome to all you beautiful people. Oh, well, great. I'm glad you're here to hang out and listen to the show, Scott and Katie. Is that Katie Weaver? I'm getting a real weird buzz. Oh, my gosh. Yay! I love Katie. She's from the Psychic Sisters. Oh, man, this show just went up. I thought I was already feeling good. Get out of here. Hello, my beautiful sister, Katie. Love you guys so much. And all you in the archives, you know I say you rock because you get to make this show work for the time that's right for you. So any time that you join me is right on time. And I am doing tarot card readings with my Mother Peace tarot cards, and my cat Cleo is around here somewhere. So if you hear a meow, she's just confirming that we're all on point and where we need to be. So let me run down the scoop for you, because on Life Conversations Radio Network, there's some phenomenal shows, okay? So on Monday, Life Coach Today is breaking down his theme for August. Come a little closer. Transformative actions is the theme for all of August. I'm so excited about this because it's a great way to check your intentions and to check your actions. Are they adding to antagonistic energy, or are you decreasing it? What's with your vibration level? What are you offering in your contribution? And you just be and to explore that tomorrow. So make sure you join him. I also want to give him a special shout-out because he's the man that mans the phones for me and helps me with the technical parts of the show. How else can I be this free and goofy? I love you, Life Coach Today. He's also the head of the network. You can join him on his show tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern. I hang out there, too, and I come on around 1 for Celestial Moment, where I do like a mini version of this show. And hey, Monica McClendon, I see you, baby. Glad you're here, honey. Okay, great. Now, and then on Tuesday, like, you can't get enough of Life Coach Today. He has another home. I do, too. Katie Weaver and the Psychic Sisters and all my other favorite people that I can't list right now, they are hosts on 12radio.com, and Life Coach Today has a show over there called Soul Food for Your Consciousness. Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, get some zest in your life when you listen to him. He will get you so charged to face whatever is coming at you. And it's also a lot of fun if you're at work. I'm working for myself these days, but when I was in corporate America, I can't tell you how many times people be walking by my office, and I just be busting out laughing. Like, Sass, what are you doing? I'm working on this letter. Wink, wink. I was listening to a day because I needed some punch to get through my day. Yes, can you believe me in corporate America? I was there, and I was the best boss ever. And we're just going to keep it like that. But now I get to do my own thing, and I send love and light to all the people who supported me while I was in that arena. So if you're at work on Tuesday, I'm just asking you to add a little bit of vitamin A. Check out Life Coach Today on 12radio.com. He's phenomenal. And then Tuesday night, we have Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson on Living in the Yes. We got you covered over here. You come back over, Life Conversations Radio Network, 9 p.m. Eastern. She's going to be talking about wholeness next Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, off the chain. She has a way of breaking down spiritual qualities and showing us how we apply it, new definitions, fresh definitions to get rid of old paradigms that are keeping you weighed down. She's an amazing host on Life Conversations Radio Network, and I'm also there, too, taking notes, honey. I'm not trying to miss a thing when Rev D's talking. So check that out, too. And then you have the beautiful Mbasa Safara. She wants to know, how much did you play today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? She comes on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, and she is just back from her trip from Australia, and she has one of my favorite groups out of Australia. It's an Aboriginal singing female group. They did a movie, a true story based on their life. She's actually has interviews with the original Sapphires. I've been posting that on my wall, so I hope y'all are tuning in. And I'm not trying to do a commercial for Netflix, but the movie's on Netflix right now, The Sapphires. Check it out, and then come check out Umbasa on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. Amazing conversations. And finally, we have Ancestral Blueprints, which is on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, which is a perfect segue for the clip that I need to set this clip up for you. We're going to do that. We are going to do it because I got some stories to tell you on this 9-day. But anyway, the point is that our ancestors' stories still impact us today. It may be unconscious, but when you understand the blueprints that are showing up in your life, you've got ways to deal and to think and to have compassion about the people who came before you and then stand in your greatness because you're here because of them. Amazing conversations on ancestral blueprints, which leads me to, I wish I could do a drum roll. I can't drum, though. I know a lot of drummers, but I can't drum. Okay, just roll the top. Thank you, Life Coach Today, because he is a drummer, y'all, if you don't know that about him. He never talks about that on the air, but I only have an hour. But we're going to make Life Coach Today drum for us again one day. Thank you, Life Coach Today. You rock. Okay. I want you all to breathe. Seriously. 9 is a sacred number for me. And I've been working on something for a while. And my original clip that I was going to use, well, I wasn't going to use the original clip with my reading with Venus Andrich because I was embarrassed about how I showed up. And so I have decided that I'm going to go with the original clip in all its glory. Breathe, Life Coach Today. You'll be okay. I'm going to use the original clip because you're just not going to get it where I asked him to stop it. So I'm going to show up in all my vulnerability and share the whole clip with you. And you can laugh at me because I am pretty funny when I'm getting a reading. Also, when I'm doing a reading, yes, you can call in 347-426-3346. Okay, so here's a little story. My mom transitioned on December 17, 2005. I was a wreck. If anybody had told me that I would have a gift in numerology, I always read tarot cards in my 20s, though. That was always with me. But if you told me that, Celeste, you're going to get spirit messages from your mother, I would have laughed you out of town and possibly wanted to hit you because I could not handle the grief of, what you mean my mama gone? I mean, y'all, I can't even break it down to you, the pain I felt. I just felt like nobody was ever going to love me the way she did. I just felt like I felt like Orphan Annie, you know? I mean, and I had come from a really big family, and I know they love me. But, man, there is nobody in the world who's going to love you like your mama, okay? And my mom was so cool. Excuse me, is so cool. Mom is my best friend, and she came through, period. And it cracks me up. And it also lets me know that my gifts were able to arrive for me once I really started to understand that I wasn't going crazy. I was hearing from my mom. I was seeing signs. And one of the beautiful confirmations of her presence in my life shows up in this clip with Venus Andrich. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to give you a little bit more about the number 9. I've got some gifts for you on a Celestial Show fan like page. You can go over there, as well as my wall, if we're friends on Facebook. And if we're not friends on Facebook, why aren't we? And if you haven't told all your friends about my like page, huh? What? Okay, I'm going to need you to get on that and share the show. All right, so I want you to enjoy yourself. You're going to get to meet my mom. I always wanted to introduce her to everybody here at Life Conversations Radio Network, and I finally have that gift right now thanks to technology and the gifts of Venus Andrich. She also tells some of my business, don't go to Venus Andrich if you do not want to get called out. I'm going to tell you right now, she pulled up some things, and I was like, Ma, don't say that out loud. It was almost like she was still alive because my mom is cut up. So, yeah, everything that Venus said was right on point, and I am getting to it. Take a break and meet my mom, Linda Lee Harris, and the beautiful psychic Venus Andrich, and me, Celeste.
Here we go. Celeste, what's your question?
Hi, Celeste.
Actually, hello, Venus. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, I'm 41. My hair is brown-black.
Uh-huh.
And I have a very close connection to my mother who has transitioned, and I was wondering if you wouldn't mind seeing if you can see if she has a message.
Sure.
And her name is Linda. Linda Lee.
Linda Lee, okay.
Yes.
How old was she when she passed? How long ago?
Do you want her lie age or her real age?
Please give me both. Give me both.
Okay. My mama was 27 when she died, but
wow.
She was also 63.
Okay. How long ago did she pass over, and what did she die of?
December 17, 2005. Breast cancer.
All right, Linda Lee. Let me go looking for Linda Lee. Linda Lee. Wasn't there a song, Linda Lee, or am I remembering wrong? Well, she sounds like a song to me. Linda Lee.
She is. Wow. I just got Barbara Ann because she loved the Beach Boys.
Okay, Linda Lee. I'm looking for her out here. I just have to wait until she comes in, so I'll just be singing a little song here. Linda Lee, Linda Lee, Linda Lee.
Oh, wait, you know what? She did not go by Lee, Linda Lee. That's just her first and second name. She went by Linda.
Okay, I'm sure.
She would be shady that way.
And you're Celeste, right?
Yes.
No other names. Okay, just checking.
Oh, wait. She called me Sean. Venus, you are so good.
All these names and numbers. Come on, give it up.
You people are really working me today. I have to keep everything in my head.
Ooh,
you know
you made me teary-eyed since I've seen you.
You what?
You've been making me teary-eyed for 3 days.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know why. Well, anyway, maybe because you knew you'd get on and we'd go find your mom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's especially difficult when I'm out of my head in this sort of trance-like, whatever you want to call it, state, when I have to keep all these names and facts in my head, so I may come back and ask you the same thing over and over. Don't be alarmed.
That's okay. I'm fine.
I lose things. Okay. All right. I'm looking for Linda, for Sean, Celeste, Linda Lee, Linda. Okay, just give me a second here. I feel her coming. Oh. Hi, honey, she says. She's just real bouncy. She's real bouncy. And she's showing me a picture. It just makes no sense, but I've learned to say whenever I see a picture of her in, like, brown shoes with white socks. I think what she's showing me is that she's much younger now. She's back to even her childhood, youth, adolescence, something like that. You know, we can do that when we die. We can be any age we want to. And she's bounding in, and she's wearing her hair longer and sort of turned under. She may have done that when she was younger. I don't know. Okay, so Sean Celeste has been waiting to contact you. Some part of her knew but we would make connections. Is there anything you want to say? Oh, she just throws off all these lights when I asked her that, all kinds of shimmering lights, things like icicles, just shimmering all over, just crackling sounds. I've never seen this before. Energy is good, and it's shimmering, and those icicles. Did you say she died in December?
Yes.
Oh, that might be it. And also Christmas. It's sort of something about Christmas and December and winter. And she just wants you to know it's her. I'm always delighted when so-called dead people come through and they give us evidence, because there's always those who are like they were in life and they say, oh, I'm fine. Tell them I love them. I go, give me some evidence, you know. Don't make me look like a jerk. She's trying to show me things here. So what else can we tell your daughter here? She says, I'm fine. And she's showing me some money, bills, greenbacks, and she's riffling them in her hands. Have you been worried about money, or is there a money issue here?
Yes.
Have you been worried about it?
Yes, because I've been thinking about leaving my job and stepping out in more spiritual paths.
Okay.
And I've been worried about it.
Okay. Well, she's got all these green bills and she's flipping them. So let me ask her. That was she. I think she just wanted you to know. She knows you're worried about money. So, Mom, are you able to see anything, or do you want to give some motherly advice about her leaving her job and stepping out into more of a metaphysical path? Your mom, she's so funny. She just sprouted this huge pair of angel wings. You know, it's sort of in fun when I said, do you want to give her some advice? And she's like laughing with me like, oh, now you think I'm an angel. I can do this kind of. Was your mother, did you have a good sense of humor like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I get
okay.
it from her.
Yeah. Okay, so let me get back to her. She's playing with me here. we're enjoying each other. Okay, so, all right, Mom, now how about some good advice from Mom? You know, she wants her mother's advice, so what would you tell her to do in this situation? She says, oh, honey, I want you to be happy.
Oh, my God.
She sees you moving outwards and being able to speak with her and get in touch with her with the work you're doing and the way you're training yourself. And what's happening right now is you are, in fact, in her. Your energy is being pulled across like a bridge-like effect and mm-hmm. into her. You may even feel her now.
Mm-hmm.
You feel her?
Feeling her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, that's what's happening. Ooh, it's so exciting. oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. And so you are with her at this moment in time as we're talking, and she's reveling in it, and so are you. And she said this bridge will be there now from now on, but she cautions you. She says, don't be over here with me all the time because you've got to stay stable and balanced.
Her.
Yeah. She says you have to stay stable and balanced in your life where you are. She says, I know you. It's going to be a big temptation for you to just run on over to your mom over here on the other side where it's more fun, let's say. She said, but there are times when you do that, and she'll push you back gently and say, now, 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 you're on the earth, and when you're on the earth, you're there to manifest and make things and live the earthly life. You're not here to be on the earth but live on the other side. That makes no sense for most of us.
I got it.
Okay. Okay. So thank you, Mom. That's not the question I asked, but that's the answer she gave you. So, Mom, can we be more mundane here? What about the money? What about the job? Let's see if she knows. Because, you know, just because people are dead, they don't have all the answers. We think they do, but they don't. What would you suggest that your daughter do here? Well, you need to keep body and soul together.
I got it. I know what she's doing. Oh, my gosh. It just hit me.
What?
My mom really, really loves where I am. You know, seriously, she does. They're very beautiful people here.
Okay.
And she's on the other side. And when you said I am happy, that she wants me to be happy, that's her dying words to me.
Mm.
And it's so simple because, you know, anybody can say that anybody's mother would say that to them. But
right.
she meant it. And it was very clear, I just want you to be happy. And she had tears in her eyes and not running over to the other side. Okay, I'm going to stop because I know there are other colors, Venus.
Well,
but,
you know it's her, and you know you're okay. I feel, just before you leave, I just want to say I feel you're okay if you stay where you are while you you don't have a whole lot more work to do to open up yourself psychically. You're already wide open. You can start working with it right now and working with people. You can still, I want you to know and everybody to know, you can still have a real job and operate within the confines of the earthly sphere. In fact, it's even better, you know, because then you're more in touch with people as long as you're grounded and your feet have roots in the earth, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you'll know, she just said, you'll know when it's time for you to leave where you are now and do more of this. But just stay balanced. Your mom is so strong with you, and you're so strong there with her. It's just like you're going to have trouble keeping yourself grounded for a few days here, perhaps.
I usually do, and that's why the gentleman that you're with right now is my, well, was my life coach and a very good friend, so he helps me stay balanced.
Oh,
and
good.
Betty. And Betty as well, because I didn't even have to ask her the question. Psychically, she knew. I said, Betty, you know what I want.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Well, you're fine. I'm not worried about you at all. You are well taken care of. I love your mother. She's just a doll.
Thank you. I love her, too.
Please tell her that, though she knows it.
Oh, she knows. She's listening. She's still here. She may even hang around a while. She seems like the type. She wants to listen in and see what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Venus. I'm glad
you're
here.
You're so
welcome. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you,
bye, darling.
Celeste.
Well, I had to breathe. I've heard it a lot of times, but it still shakes me up in a beautiful way. My topic tonight is falling from cloud nine, dreaming awake. Cloud nine is a state of extreme bliss and happiness. And I do enjoy it. And I was on cloud nine after that call. But it took me some years before I really heard that I was wide open and that I could go ahead and set up shop to claim myself as an intuitive reader, psychic, and medium. So if there's anything that's running in your life right now that you're wondering if you have it in you to do it, maybe you don't need to go to a psychic. Maybe you'll go to a life coach. Maybe you'll go to your minister. Or maybe you have friends and sisterhoods who can guide you. But I do know this. I know with everything inside of me that energy does not die. It simply transforms. And for those of us who are lucky to tap into that energy, we can get relief for ourselves and to provide it to others, particularly when we come at the end of a cycle. And we think that end is death. I don't think of death as an ending. I see death as a new beginning, an opportunity for my ancestors to speak to me and through me. And I have been very fortunate to be in places with witnesses where I'll just feel something and my head will cock to the side and I'll be like, you're getting a message, aren't you? You know how beautiful it is to have people create a sacred space because they know that you're getting messages and they'll quiet down and let me do my thing. And then out of nowhere, somebody will come and say, well, my sister just transitioned or my father is transitioning. Do you have a message? I'm not saying 100% of the time I have the message, but I'm listening in a different way. And I have lots of gifts now thanks to beautiful people like Venus and the psychic sisters and the other powerful people that I know. Life Coach Ade, who's also very intuitive, though he doesn't put his shingles up, to help guide me. And I wanted to share that moment with you. Nine is the number of the day. Nine is the number of completion. Nine is ruled by Mars. But here's the thing to remember about the number nine as we prepare to take a quick break. And then we're going to get into some greeting and readings, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what's coming. The number nine has all of the energy of the preceding numbers. So all the lessons that you've learned from 1 to 8 all falls into number nine, nicely wrapped. It's like the world card at the end of the major arcana cards in tarot. You become the embodied fool. Now, fool in tarot is not a bad thing. The fool in tarot just means a consciousness descending on earth. But once you get to nine, you've learned some things. You've walked some walk and all that good stuff. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that. We'll grab some readings. Yes, you can call in for readings, 347-426-3346, and we'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. And for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am Celeste Morgan, and if you want a tarot reading tonight, it's my honor to read cards for you. You can dial 347-426-3346, and don't forget to press 1 in your keypad. That's our way of knowing that, hey, Celeste, me. Esther, I see you over there. Let me break down 9, and then we're going to go right to Esther in New York for her reading. Absolutely. I've already told you that, okay, I'm getting a message from the Heart Quarters. Yes, and if you're already on the phone, thank you, Heart Quarters, you can still press 1 if you need a reading. I'm happy to do that. Okay, great. So I've already told you that 9 is the number of completion, and all the energy of the preceding numbers are in this number. 9 is ruled by Mars, you know. Not so touchy-feely, but you can feel it. 9 also shows up as the Crone in Mother Peace Tarot and the Hermit in other tarot decks. The Crone Hermit is astrologically connected to the Virgin of Virgo. Now, this isn't about a virgin who's sexually frigid. No, we got it all wrong. She represents a woman who is whole all unto herself, which is a powerful difference. If you're paying attention, 9 also belongs to one of my favorite warrior goddesses of storm, lightning, change, and transformation. She's called the Mother of 9, and that would be Oya, O-Y-A. She destroys what you no longer need. I like to call her the pruning goddess with her machete, and she has one. 9 also makes an appearance as the beautiful butterfly in the medicine cards, and its gift is transformation. Now, that's air medicine. That's flipping stories in your mind to serve you better, You don't have to stay on the ground. You can go into your cocoon and let your wings grow and fly. And speaking of wings, Louis Otero introduced me to Nine as the Nine of Gabriel. It's so beautiful. It is also on my fan-like page and my personal wall. Check it out. Gorgeous representation of this archangel. And he is God's special messenger. Gabriel is a divine communicator. The ending is really a beginning. So treat yourself to sweet relief as you surrender and let go. And I'm wondering if Esther's ready to let go today. Let's bring her in here.
Hello.
Hi, Esther. How are you? How may I serve you today?
Oh, I have a serious question.
Okay, now.
It's about my life, but in a financial way.
Like,
I'm not getting there because really there's a lot of things that's going on because I'm a full-time caretaker for my mother, and that's another issue. So I'm just trying to get myself together and trying to get financially straight.
All right. All right. We're lifting you up, Esther, and holding you in the light. Have you ever had the opportunity to look up what your name means, Esther?
No, I haven't.
Your name is connected to spring, sweetie.
Really?
Yeah, Easter, Yoyster, the new birth.
God, I've been confused by that name Easter for so long.
Oh, honey. Yeah, I know. I know Esther from Sanford and Sons, too. Don't you pay attention to that. It is definitely connected to Easter, as well as Yoyster, and she's a goddess of spring and renewal. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. This is what I'm getting for you from the Mother Peace Tarot cards. I got the Sun of Disc to the left. I've got the Temperance card to the left and a Magician to the left. So there is clearly pressure on you not being able to push through. When any time in the Mother Peace Tarot cards, when the cards are to the left, it's almost like you have very little energy to make things happen. So this is what my advice is for you. The Sun of Disc almost looks like Robin Hood. He has a bow and arrow, and he's shooting at a target. I want you to get really clear about what you want, what you need, and I'm going to advise you to write it down, okay? Because take some time to write it down, because I feel like you're being blocked through the worry of the situation, and I'm not negating that you're moving through something really big, but there's something that Esther needs to do to push her energy up for her abundance to flow through, okay? Because the next card that I have is a Bad Mama Jamma, and this is one of my mother's birth cards. It's 14 Temperance. It's to the left again, but it promises, it's almost like the graduation card, like you're able to get on target, dance between fire and water, and you're able to pull the resources you need to you. I'm getting a really strong sense, Esther, that you're not aware of all the resources that you have, and yet you have within you someone who is on target, someone who is an alchemist, who can make, pull things out of a refrigerator and cook it and end up with the best omelet ever or the best soup from what's left over, and also able to pull in your resources like, oh, I didn't even know I had that. Open your eyes. Check out social services. I want you to exhaust everything, even down to community, friends, family. Get that support, because here's the next promise for you. I have a magician to the left. The magician uses all of the elements to make it happen. Within you is the power to push through this stagnation. I can feel it. Even when you first started to talk, I felt the heaviness in your voice and was feeling like my body coming down. And I was like, Esther needs to pull herself up. by pulling all of her resources. Believe that you can get on target by writing it down. Connect with the power of the Temperance card. And Temperance, I don't think of Temperance as just, it is about balance and it is about moderation, but it also states in Mother Peace Tarot that you are at the graduate level of this game. And then, honey, you got the Magician. The power is within you. Exhaust your resources, connect with everybody, and stop trying to do it all by yourself. And I'm going to stop and ask you, how do you receive that?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, it's making sense because I've been told that I keep a lot of stuff to myself and I don't ask for help too much.
Ooh, then you know what I'm going to do right now?
What?
I'm making all your cards upright because you're going to stop right there. You're going to stop that.
Okay.
You're going to stop that. Exhaust your resources, baby. It's not a weakness to ask for help. That's when you'll get on target. That's when you'll be dancing between water and fire. They won't know what to do with you. And you're like, how did that happen? Because Celeste told me I was a magician. Believe it, walk in it, know it, and receive it.
Thank you.
My sister?
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And love to your mom.
Thank you.
Thank all right.
You. And I'll call you and let you know how I'm doing.
Are you sure you're not intuitive? Because those were the next words out my mouth.
I'm definitely going to let you know how I'm doing.
Let me know how you're doing, baby. We're going to lift you up. And don't forget to look up your name. Queen Esther does not play. Okay.
Thank you so much. And
all right. Loving you.
Thank you, honey.
Blessings to you as well. Okay, that was Miss Esther from New York, and I know you guys are going to join me in lifting her up, and that's why I love my listeners, my family, and friends, and I see my baby sister on the line. Hey, girl. All right, Arizona. I love Arizona. I almost moved there in the 90s. Alfina? Hey,
yes,
Alfina. How may I help you tonight, Alfina?
I'm wondering about a person, like why they're... I guess upset with me, or like, why are they angry with me?
Okay, let's go to Mother Peace. Let's go to Mother Peace real quick. Alfina, you want to know why they're upset with you?
Yeah, because like I didn't do anything or say anything to them, and it's just kind of like out of the blue they sort of started. I guess in a way ignoring me, and I'm like, what did I do to you?
Okay. Well, let's see
because
what Mother
first
has
it was.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
So
Alfina?
Like wondering.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Okay. All right. Alfina, I have 11 strength for you to the right. I have the Sun of Cups to the left. And then I've got the Two of Swords to the left. So, and Mother Peace Tarot cards, the way the cards break down, will give you a clear indication of where your energy is. Now, by the way that you asked your question, when I went, I am feeling very strongly that you need to pull your power back a little bit. And what I mean by that is the strength card, you know, they always have the woman and she's taming the lion. But in my cards, this woman is Bridget, the goddess Bridget, the muse, the flame. She's known in Ireland and England. A lot more people know about her in Europe. But she is such a healer and she's really powerful at helping you deal with your fears, okay? So to the right, I can see you trying to figure all this out, okay? And the message that I'm really getting for you right now, my dear friend, is you got a really hot Sun of Swords here, okay? Sun of Cups. He's very important to pay attention to because they say that he is the perfect embodiment of a lover, but it's to the left. The energy's not there. This could be you. This could be him. And I'm not going to assume that you're heterosexual for all my LGBT family. Or it could be, it's somebody that you are romantically connected to, but it's all the way to the left. And the advice is,
right now, I'm sort of like,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two exes that I was still communicating with them, and I just sort of gave up on that situation, and now I'm somewhat, like, talking to someone new, and this other person that I'm, and my initial question was about, I am just wondering, like, what did I do to him? Like, why is he upset or, like, angry at me? Is it because I stopped paying attention to him, or...
Mm-hmm. Okay, Alfina, I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to receive this with all the love and light that I have within me, okay?
Okay.
When the Son of Cups is to the left, it means that he is not able to completely focus inside himself, and he may be withdrawn, but not entirely at peace. I'm going to ask you to flip your question.
So is that
from
him?
Right. But I'm going to ask you to flip your question to pull your power back to yourself. And I want you to focus on you. You. Because, honey, if they're not coming to come straight out, I mean, he's showing up. It could be him. It could be you. I'm going to say it's the both of you.
Well, I'm just kind of thinking maybe you're talking about somebody from the past, because you said romantic relationship. The person that I initially asked my question about, we were never, like, together. Yeah, we liked each other and stuff like that. There was a connection, and after that, it was just kind of like he, I don't know, got upset about something I said, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole point. Like, I'm just wondering what is, like, his problem.
Okay, and see, and what I'm trying to tell you right now, Alfina, is...
Please forget the question, or...
No. I'm not telling you to forget the question, sweetie. But I'm telling you, my next card is going to help you. Because the withdrawn piece that you're talking about, I can see it in this card, okay? But you're focusing all of your energy on what did I do to him, when the cards are clearly saying to you is that you need to focus on yourself. I can't even make this stuff up. The next card that you have will bring you more clarity, because it's the Two of Swords. Now, cups is emotions, okay? So you got your strength, and it's way to the right, and you want more balance to put it in the center. Your Son of Cups is withdrawn and to the left, which is actually a big message to you that you need to focus on yourself and stop trying to figure out what's going on with him. You need to figure out why you're willing to throw your power away to even consider it. Say a prayer, let it go. And here's the last message for you. It's the Two of Swords. Swords and Tarot is air, honey, okay? And it's a beautiful woman. All of your people are nude, okay? All of your people on your cards are naked. And what that means is unconditional love and acceptance for yourself, Alfina. And so my last card, I'm going to say this is you. The stork teaches the woman to balance on one foot while dancing with her swords. And the swords are feathers, and you got a full moon, okay, in the background. So you, Alfina, are going to have to chill and treat yourself to the gift of introspection, connecting with what you want and what you desire, and because it's almost like you're throwing money out into the air right now with your energy, okay? It's to the left, which means you're not yet in a state of balance. You get in a state of balance with yourself, and with if you're ready to know whatever is happening with him, you'll find he'll just show up and tell you the story without you pushing, prodding, or trying to get somebody to see inside him.
I'm not pushing him, asking him questions about what's wrong with him. I'm just, like, was wondering, like, was it something instead, or I don't know. But,
see,
yeah,
I see what I'm saying to you, sweetie, is energetically you're pushing. You're resisting.
I suppose. Yeah, okay.
You could give that one to me, all right? You let me know what's going on with this situation, okay? Because you got stressed.
Right, that's what I wanted clarity on, was the situation itself, but I didn't get clarity on that either. So I guess, yeah.
you need to focus on yourself, Alfina. Seriously.
You know, like, that's something I don't understand. Like, I do focus on myself. Like, there's other things I have going on right now. And I'm the type of person who likes when I juggle a couple of things. I just don't like to focus on one main thing. So that's just the type of person that I am.
Okay.
But, yeah, anyway.
I'm going to give you a
practice
tool.
Okay, well, thank you.
Wait, Alfina, hold up. Don't you run out of here yet. Mm-mm. I got something for you. I have a question for you. Do you have a favorite spiritual practice? Do you meditate? Do you do yoga? Do you dance?
No, I don't meditate. No, I have my own religious view and within my own culture. So, yeah.
Okay. And how long has it been since you tapped into that, what you have on your own?
I do it daily.
Okay. I'm going to recommend meditation too, not to push you, okay? Just so that you can get some peace and you can feel the peace of this woman in the Two of Swords card. She's very beautiful, but she's meditating.
Like, you don't need to tell me that. Like, you don't really need to go any further than that. I have my own things, my own beliefs of how I do things. So, yeah,
beautiful.
But thank you for that.
And more fun, Alfina. You're not having enough fun. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Wow, people tell me that I have too much fun.
Don't listen to them. Have some fun, Alfina. I wanted to distract you from the worry so you can really get the messages about what's moving. Fun practices. Even as goofy as coloring in a coloring book, which I do, I'm not trying to put down your practices. I have very weird ways of connecting with energy and getting in touch and getting into the center. I color in coloring books when I start to not be in my lane and wonder what's going on with other people around me. I get in my lane and I enjoy my ride.
No, I mean, I guess there's a difference there, isn't it? Like, that's what psychics are supposed to be there for, like, or they claim to do that type of stuff, like get messages or whatever. And it seems to me like every time you ask a question and a person doesn't know the answer, they go off their things and they're like, oh, it's because of this, it's because of that. And I'm like, I am a very religious person. Like, I have my own traditions, things like that. So it's just kind of
weird.
Oh, I
respect that, honey.
But,
Okay, well, look, I'm going to embrace you, hug you, keep me informed of what's going on, okay? I really am curious. All right, thank you, darling. Wow, where does the time go? Where does the time go? I want to thank all of you powerful listeners and somebody I went to elementary school. Hey, Daryl Johnson, I see you. Glad you're enjoying the show. Thank you to all of you for spending your time with me. And I also wanted to promise you that I'm on my like page. If you go over there, there were three cards that I got from Colette Baron Reed, which was conclusion, love, and loyalty. I'm going to wrap it all up by saying this. The ending is the new beginning. See everything through the eyes of love and be loyal to yourself and the higher spirit of feeling good. That's all we got for tonight. I hear the beautiful music. The Son of Cups is playing the flute for us tonight. I love you, family. Make sure you join me next week. Well, we'll go into more details about the numbers and tarot. Don't forget the full moon. Release and let go. I love you. Make sure you love yourself.
Good night.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.